Your brains are bedazzled. I know mine is. I thought that this set was gonna be, or the entire 3 hours, was gonna be a bit more yearning and sad, but you know what? Summer's not over yet, so we can keep our chins up, keep dancing, and enjoy the sunshine while it's still out. I know I will. Thank you all for listening here on WFMU. I'm Rhinestone Dinosaur. Don't know when I'll be back, but I'm sure it'll be eventually. This is Groove Armada in the background to wind us down with Inside My Mind, Blue Skies. We heard a cute one by Sally Shapiro before this called My Fantasy. Owewe by Umoja was before her. Then we heard Arlen Godwin with It's All About Your Soul. Tonight by Linky. No, sorry. Inside My Mind was Joe Smooth was before Arlen Godwin. I love that track. I found it through the Mixtape Club. They publish mixes here and there, and they're always really good. So if you haven't visited the Mixtape Club, it's a great record store in Tribeca. I encourage you to do so. Go say hi. Before Linky, we heard Baby by Big Bud. And then a funky one by Julie Cruz. Cha-Cha in the Dark. Thinking About You by Exhume was before that, and followed by Your Energy by DJ Houseplants. I believe that brings us back to where we left off. Peace, Between the Lines with Jackie is up next. Don't go anywhere. Here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you all have a wonderful evening.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Between the Lines. It is a show about fonts, a show about design, and everything in between. Well, actually, not everything in between. Just fonts, just design. Just those two things. I am so sad. Well, I'm regular, I would say. But this is our last show of the summer schedule. Maybe I'll fill in. Maybe I'll pop in. Who knows? But it's been really fun, you know, talking with all of you about fonts and logos and graphic design. I really loved everyone's nice messages to me. I've deleted any of the not so nice messages. Just kidding. They were all very nice. Everyone's been very nice and very welcoming. So I appreciate filling in on top of a summer schedule for a couple weeks, David, I appreciate you being here.
Well, you're quite welcome. It's been a pleasure.
It's been fun. We've had fun this past couple weeks.
And I've learned stuff.
You've learned stuff. That's good. That's all I can hope that we're teaching you.
It's all about me.
It is. Yeah. Well, next week kicks off the regular season schedule. And in this time slot is someone named Bucci or Bucky. I'm not sure how he pronounces that. I heard he's funny, apparently. So we'll see. Maybe he'll talk about fonts. I don't know.
Is it Buckeye?
It might be. I think it's Buckeye. I think that's what it is. So
it's from Ohio, right?
I believe so. Or Yonkers or something like that. Hopefully he talks about fonts. Maybe you can. I think you should call in and ask him about fonts. I think that would be. He would appreciate that. But anyway, it's my show. It's our show. It's the font show for the next hour. So let's get into it. Today I really wanted to talk about everybody's favorite thing. Not music. We already did that. Food. And I don't know about you, but I didn't eat anything. So this is going to be a good show because I'm starving right now.
The microphone is going to be wet after you're done talking.
That's gross. But really, we want to specifically talk about food packaging. Food packaging design, you know, the thing that wraps around your favorite food. Maybe you're like, you don't even think about it, but you start seeing that Oreo packaging and your mouth starts watering, Cheez-Its, all of these fun things. Those are like the popular ones, but maybe there's something that, you know, you see a packaging design and it makes you want to buy it, or it makes you think certain things. Like you look at a Kind bar and you're like, ooh, that looks elevated. That's premium. It's probably got nuts in it. It's healthy. I think that packaging design is one of those very, very specific routes that graphic designers get like pushed into, but for good reasons. There's a lot of fun design out there.
I would imagine the work is pretty steady too.
It's yeah. And their constant need for redesign and repackaging and inventing new snacks and new things. So really today I'm going to give the phone number out because I will say I was going to do some history and I think we could talk a little bit about history, but I really want to just dive right in since we don't have a lot of time together anymore. So let's just give out the phone number and talk about food packaging. The phone number is that a new phone number? Oh, okay. I was looking at the wrong one. I got nervous. It's still 201-209-9368. Someone wrote it in green, and that freaked me out. So, see, you change one thing, and it's all the meaning changes. It wasn't written in black. It's written in green. I got confused.
And what would you call that font?
Ooh, hand-drawn.
Custom.
Custom marker font, marker felt. So really we're talking about food packaging. What's your favorite food packaging? Why is there a food packaging that you hate seeing in your kitchen that you won't buy because you don't like the packaging? Tell me, you know, all of your thoughts and opinions on food packaging. Oh, we have a call already, immediately.
Oh, okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh my God. Wait, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I just turned on the radio. I'm a professional food packaging.
Oh my goodness! Ah!
And I was listening to the previous show, hanging out with my kid. I was like, I cannot believe I just turned on the radio.
Wow! Good timing.
Yes.
Okay. This is such a perfect. I mean, I'm just so excited that you
called
in.
I'm a graphic designer, but I specialize in food packaging.
What are you designing right now?
I'm working on.
If you're allowed to disclose with NDAs and all.
Yes, I'm working on a tea, which is a caffeinated, like a sort of a American yerba mate equivalent.
Oh, cool.
A freelance product. I just started that project, and I'm also working on a shampoo. So that's not food, but I'm a packaging designer.
Packaging, yeah. Oh, that's so fun.
I worked for years for a smoked fish company, so I designed a lot of packaging for smoked fish.
Oh, like the sardine tins?
No, never tins. It's actually
those are like all the rage right now. I feel like sardines are everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Fishwife is, that's the ultimate in packaging design.
It really is.
Yeah.
So how did you get into packaging design? Like, did you always know you were going to go into package design? Did you major very specifically in graphic design, minored in packaging design?
I majored in industrial design, which is...
That I'm makes sense.
You're going to hear baby in the background, which is product design. And I took one packaging design class, and I was, like, in love with it.
Totally hooked.
There's so much more work in that. So
I'm
definitely calling to promote myself too. So if you guys want to look at my work,
sure.
Along with it,
drop the handle.
My name is Jake Solins.
Okay.
My work is J A K E SOLLINS, JakeSolins.com.
All right, cool. So are you freelance?
I am, yeah. I mean, right now I am. I have a newborn. So I work for a high-end grocer in New York City. I probably don't want to talk too much about some of that work, but I've designed some of their in-house products.
So tell me, not to interrupt you, but I will interrupt you.
No, please interrupt.
Tell me, what is your favorite all-time food packaging? And I'm gonna warp this question a little bit for you. What's your favorite food packaging that you've designed?
Ooh. There's a Indian tea brand.
You do a lot of teas.
It's like a psyllium husk tea.
Okay.
And it's called, like, it's spelled SATISBOL, I believe. And it's got like a telephone on it, and it's like green and black, and it's a really old design.
Okay.
And it's just very strange because it's like a tea that makes you like poop a ton, but it has this like beautiful illustration of like a tea, and one side is like in Hindi, and the other side is in English.
And so, were you given all of those assets? Did you work with an illustrator, or the illustrator gave you all the branding?
I'm answering the first question of somebody else's work.
Oh, it's someone else's. Okay.
I'm on WFMU right now. They're having a call in on packaging design.
Oh, you're not talking to me. Okay.
No, sorry.
How rude.
I know.
Well, I think that sounds really cool. Bye. Really interesting. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you so much. I cannot wait to hear what else you're going to discuss.
Me too. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hey.
Did we drop the call? All right. That's totally fine. I think it was very cool that we had a packaging designer call in. So if any other packaging designer wants to call in and talk about what we're talking about today, which is packaging design, duh. David's kicking himself for dropping that call. But please call back.
They might be back.
Yeah. Oh, they might be back?
Let's see.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Jackie. It's Franco.
Hi, Franco. How are you?
I'm a little bit sad that this
You're
is
sad.
Coming to an end, but I will only say this, that I've been on every show.
Oh, you have?
Okay.
I think you missed one show, and I was like, where's
Franco?
Well,
I did, actually. I had absolutely nothing to say about tattoos, but I was there.
That's okay. I'm glad you were listening in. But you do have stuff to say about packaging design. Have you ever done packaging design? Because I know you've done posters and other things.
No, I've worked on a lot of food campaigns, though, however, you know, but it's just like I used to do tons of food commercials, and that always involved the packaging. But it was idealized because it was there was this place called, I can't remember, we used to go to in North Hollywood, where they would specifically make labels for you that had absolutely no contents, no expiration dates, no weight. They were just the idealized, and we would Greek cans with it.
Yes. That is something that's very interesting about TV and film, is that you can't show all of these labels. So a lot of the times when you're filming in a grocery store, or, you know, you don't have the rights to film all of these different labels. So I also used to work in film, and Greeking cans really means that you're taking a little piece of tape, or you're changing the label up, and you're basically, you know, it's not Star-Kissed tuna, it's like Sundance tuna, and it's some other new brand that is fake and made up.
The one that haunted me personally for years and years and years was the Nine Lives cat food with Garfield.
And why did that haunt you personally for years?
Because I used to have to dismantle all the cans and put the new label on.
Oh, put the fake non-Garfield label on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But that's not what I called about. I called about something that I absolutely loathe, and I think that I'll probably hit a nerve with this.
Uh-oh.
Is the sort of what sadists thought of this type of packaging, and I think a lot of people can relate to this, especially now when it's summer, is the watermelon chunks at Trader Joe's come in this package. It's kind of like a squared off cylinder. that's absolutely impossible to operate, no matter how you try.
Well, that's more industrial design than graphic design, so I'm going to have to guide you back to the topic, Franco.
Okay.
Is there anything, do you think that maybe they should have had directions on how to open?
I just saw red.
Oh, really?
Figuratively and literally, when you talked about packaging.
Because specifically, well, you know what I like about the Trader Joe's packaging is I do like that you walk into a supermarket and they have designed every single thing themselves, which is interesting. And it all has that Trader Joe's look. It's very hand-drawn.
And
it's very playful
Joe's,
and colorful and
each
fun.
Each store has their own in-house
They do.
Sign
their
painter.
Own in-house sign painter, which is, it's. I mean, it seems like a cool job. If anyone is a, maybe someone could call in and talk about
I wish they would.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Franco.
All right. Good luck in whatever endeavor you go on to next.
Oh, thank you. Who knows what those endeavors will be? Probably lots of graphic design still in my future. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you. Hello.
Hi, oh my gosh. Is this the graphic design show?
It is. It's Between the Lines.
Oh
the
my
last
God.
Show.
This is incredible. Thank you so much for doing a graphic design
oh,
show.
Please turn down your radio. I can hear myself.
I know. I'm so sorry. I just turned it off.
You're good. You're good. Don't worry. You can hear me twice. I know that's fun, but you won't hear me next week. So get it all in now. So are you calling about packaging design? What's your favorite? What's your most hated?
You know, I don't know if I have a favorite or a most hated. I literally am just a graphic designer. And
oh, you are.
I'm so excited that there was a graphic design DJ set happening on WFMU. And I just, you know, wanted to say hi.
Oh, cool. Well, now that you're on the air, is there a packaging design that is your favorite that you know, you're walking through the grocery store, you're like, I have to buy that because of the design?
Well, I don't know if this is, like, my favorite necessarily, but for some reason, the first thing that's coming to mind right now is the very green Milo can of, like, you know, Milo, it's like Nesquik, but maybe it's pronounced Milo. I don't know.
Milo can. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's from Nestle. Wow.
Yeah.
I have not seen this. I did Google it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, this is cool. I really love the wave. And the curve in the M reflects, like, the wave in the rest of the logo. It's kind of, I wonder where they got this, like, wave look from for, and it's chocolate milk?
It's chocolate milk. I get the sense that it's, like, less, like, a outside of the U.S. thing. I grew up in Peru. I don't know. I'm
oh,
sure they
okay.
have it in a lot of other countries. But I think the reason I thought of it is, like, it's just so ingrained from my childhood and it's so memorable, you know?
Totally. And it's got like sports players on the packaging, which is interesting.
1 billion years.
Yeah, but now I want to try this. This look, and you know what's funny? I feel like there's something about packaging from other countries, which I think, and especially like Europe or South America, like they're so much more colorful and a lot of the American packaging is so literal. It's like, and maybe that's just by law. It's like you have to have a picture of the Oreos on the Oreo package or the cheese. Like,
totally.
It's kind of cool that this is a chocolate milk and the whole can is green, like bright green. And you're like, well, in America, that would be like matcha powder and not, you know, chocolate milk.
Totally.
It's not in this, like,
I'm
brown.
I'm sure that's why it's so memorable. And also, like, the inexplicable soccer player, which is like, okay, I guess you're like, kids will drink this because they think that it'll make them cool.
It
like
says it provides
player,
eight
right?
vitamins and minerals, so that's probably why. Just really strong
yeah.
kids.
yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for your call. That's a
of
good
course.
One.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Nice chatting.
That made me think of, because I was a big chocolate milk drinker, that made me think of like the Ovaltine package, which I did a quick Google on Ovaltine, and I forgot that they rebranded. And I will say, since they rebranded, I have no interest in this new Ovaltine. Like the old one had this like beautiful, sometimes it came in glass jars, which that's another thing.
I remember
thing.
It from glass jars.
Right? The glass jars. And
I was never a fan of Ovaltine.
What?
No.
Why? It has the vitamins kids crave.
For me, you know, it was the chocolate powdered one or...
the chocolate malt, the orange one. We had
no.
the orange one. You didn't have... Ugh. Wow.
Or Bosco.
But the new one is this. And so to describe it, It looks like a peanut butter, like a Reese's peanut butter cup, instead of the old Ovaltine had this beautiful, like, not hand-drawn, but like this kind of really classy, almost like penmanship lettering with a really strong underline. You know, again, it's in like browns because it's chocolate milk.
But it doesn't
it's
look
nice.
Like it's selling chocolate milk. It looks like it's almost orange juice.
Yeah, this new one looks like it's selling orange juice. And also, I really hate the font underneath it, which looks like marker felt, which is total garbage.
So let me ask you a question, Jackie.
Yes.
Because it occurred to me with all this food packaging that there's one major type of food that gets no packaging.
Which?
Meats.
Meats. Yeah, I don't think there is any packaging for
they're meat. Too quick turnaround to shelf, you know.
Like, I don't know. If someone is a butcher and wants to call in and talk about
or
that.
Or like, you know, the big, they all put saran in saran.
They so put maybe, it in the saran
I'm surprised
wrap.
They haven't, no one's
well,
made a package
well,
saran.
There's Purdue. You know, that's like the chicken, the Purdue packaging. I mean, a lot of it is like, you've got to have the clear window to see the meat to make sure it's not moldy and disgusting.
We all read The Jungle.
Yeah, exactly.
we have a call.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
So we're talking about food packaging?
We are. Do you have a favorite or a least favorite?
Well, it's starting to become, you know, fall season, and what's more fall and Halloween themed than the monster cereals?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Dave and I were talking about cereal right before this, because cereal has, like, the best packaging. So I'm not as familiar with the monster cereal, but I'm looking it up now, and the lettering on this is phenomenal. Can you describe it for people and why you like it?
I don't know. It just has a, like, I guess that's the marketing of it, but it's, like, weirdly nostalgic.
Yeah.
For, like, I don't know, Halloween time, and, you know, the Count Chocula and Frankenberry. And I always seem to try to redesign the characters, and I don't understand why they keep, like, trying to reinvent the wheel with them when their OG designs look.
I know. I think a lot of brands realize, like, going back in time to their, like, old thing, old design, old mascots, always, I mean, for the most part, does better than, like, these newer ones. And I don't say that in a way that I don't think things should evolve. You know, I mean, I think it's nice to do a refresh, but sometimes
I'm
not the person that's like never change, because that is kind of ridiculous. But at the same time, I think it is nice to like go back to something that's like maybe 25 years old. Or I think beers do this a lot, where they like bring back their retro cans, like the retro Narragansett cans or the retro Miller High Life cans. And they're always so exciting. I think that's like a fun way to generate. I mean, obviously it's for money. But I enjoy it.
When I worked at a grocery store, I would notice that a lot. Like every few months, some brand would like go with like a retro design. You know what I mean? To try to like nostalgia grab.
Yes. Nostalgia grab is a really good word for that. I completely agree. But speaking of cereals, is there any other cereals that you really enjoy? Because I think that the Monster ones are really fabulous.
Monster ones are good. Captain Crunch, I guess, would be another like very
Cap'n Crunch
design heavy.
Yeah, it's funny. I think that people who don't even think about graphic design, when you start talking about food, like you immediately see the Captain Crunch. Like, I mean, for me, I see the whole box, which is the graphics, the design, the red, the blue, got the mascot, and it's got the hat. You know, the white lettering. Like, you don't even. That's the beauty about packaging design, is that you instantly recognize it and recognize the art behind it, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, it's really ingrained.
It is. We've been completely ingrained. Well, thank you so much for your call.
I'm going to miss your show. I loved it.
Aw, thank you. That's so nice.
Very nice.
Any thoughts on cereal?
Oh,
we were actually, David had a really good throwback cereal. When you talk about that, because that was really interesting to me. I didn't know this.
I don't really remember them, but I know of them. Mm-hmm. You know, the record on the cereal box.
Yeah. So in the 60s, was it just in the 60s?
I think so.
They had an actual record on the cereal boxes, which definitely look this up because it looks so cool. And they were, you're telling me that they were made out of cardboard, but you could actually play the record because it was grooved.
From what I've my understanding,
we need
is
to
yes.
buy one of these. And we looked it up beforehand, and they're only like $10 on eBay. So yeah. I definitely want to buy one of these. But the packaging's really fun because, I mean, that's the cool thing about packaging design. It's not just, you know, the fonts and the mascot or all of the other graphics. There's also a lot of like labeling you need to do. There's a lot of nutritional facts you need to do. And then you got to do the fun stuff. So like on the back, where is this record going? How does it pop out? What's like the perforated edges? What's the material? So I think there's a lot of product design that goes into this. That is a really cool problem for a graphic designer to solve and work together with.
You're a creative director, graphic designer. Do you do
Correct.
Much product design?
I don't. So when I first graduated, one of my jobs, I worked for a packaging design company. I did their digital marketing, though, but I really wanted to do packaging design, and they said, no, stay in your lane, girl. So I was on the digital side, unfortunately, but I really love the packaging design, and I love seeing, like, you know, the dye lines and the prints. And they actually, I think when I was there, they were redesigning the Miller High Life label, and they were going back to like more of a retro can for that. So that was another one of those nostalgia baiting pieces that I guess stuck, because I think it was only supposed to be temporary. And now if you look at a normal Miller High Life can, the beer cans, they're kind of all that retro packaging. So I think that just, it was clearly popular.
Are there any like food packaging museums?
I bet there, you know what? That is a good, I wonder if there is a food packaging museum. I don't know. We could Google that right now. I mean, there's probably, oh, it looks like in London, there's a Museum of Brands Packaging and Advertising.
Oh, there
I
you
wonder
go.
If anyone's been there. That's pretty cool. There used to be a Museum of Food and Drink in New York, but that was probably one of those like terrible Instagram museums that closed down.
It was a pop-up.
Like the Museum of Ice Cream. It's like a front for, don't sue me. but anyway, you know, thinking about some of the packaging that I really like, I think a lot of really beautiful packaging, you know that caller was talking about teas. I actually don't drink coffee, but coffee bean packaging is always so nice. Like you think of, you know, like Stumptown has like really beautiful labels. A lot of times it's like very simple, bright, bold colors, really beautiful typography. I know people hate on Starbucks, but like, their coffee packaging is really fun, and they do really beautiful illustrations on the covers, not the covers, on like the bags. They do a lot of like, they'll do some like gold leaf and you know, there's a lot of detail there that I think is really beautiful. So I think coffee packaging is kind of a great inspiration for a design.
Years ago, there used to be, I couldn't even tell you the site, but there was a quiz on different logos, company logos.
Okay.
Like you could, it was just something you could do yourself, but you'd have to click through to see how many you recognized. And it wasn't just US.
Oh, that's
fun.
Did they do that thing where they take out the logo and they just give you like the logo, like the circle behind the logo, and it's like, guess the logo?
I don't recall.
Or like, yeah, I guess it's packaging without the logo and you have to guess it. Yeah. That's fun. I would definitely want to take that quiz. I think I could get it. Pretty well.
You probably could.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. We're talking about favorite food packaging and food packaging design in general. I think we could expand it if you want to talk about like liquids, you know, I think that's fine. Talk about Coca-Cola. That's food.
Talk about iconic.
Exactly. Like there's some stamps that you just see and it doesn't change and it looks great forever. And Coca-Cola is certainly one of them.
They'll change the recipe a million times.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't touch that.
No.
That name.
That's what Coke is for. Like the Coke logo, you can move around, do whatever you want with. But Coca-Cola, and I've worked with Coca-Cola brands, and they're very, very particular on like that red color. It has to be perfect. So they sometimes you need that. You need that level of like detail.
Yeah, but I mean, even where, because I used to work in video and internet video, and you know, our company, we had the rule book, we had the style guide.
Yep.
You know, and you
brand
have
guidelines follow them.
And anytime you put a, you know, if you didn't already have the graphic created, in the graphics package, you'd
pull
have
it
to
out.
Create some, it would have to be the same color.
You absolutely. Sure, you know, get that Pantone book out. It better be the same. Yeah, eyedropper tool.
we have a couple of calls.
All right. Hello, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hello. Okay, oh, we lost him. Right. We can get the next call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I was calling to mention something that's not really an original observation of mine, but I read on Twitter a number of years ago, someone pointed out that the shiny chips are regular bad for you chips, and then the ones with the matte finish are the ones that are supposed to be good for you. I wonder if you had any thoughts on that. Are the boring packages supposed to be good for you across all foods, or is that only potato chips?
Potato chips. You said the shinier potato chip bags are good for you, are bad for you.
Those are just regular chips, but you know, like your Sun chips.
I think that's all a facade. Like, really, I think the cool thing about packaging, or maybe the evil thing about packaging, is that that is something that feels more premium, and it feels like, oh, this must have organic products because there's a leaf on it, and because it's got like a matte finish, it's not super shiny, and the colors aren't really bright. We've got these very neutral, subdued colors. But if you turn the label around and look at it, they're tricking you. Like, a lot of the times you look at, like, I think granola bars do this really well, where you've got this like really neutral, like Nature Valley bar, but you turn it around, you're like, oh, this is kind of the same. It's still bad for you. So I don't know if that's the case, but I think that the designers know that, you know, or clients want it to look like something's healthier than it is.
Gotcha. Well, I still haven't progressed that far. I still prefer anything that's got like a cartoon character on it.
Hey, me too. Well, thank you for your call. Hello, you're on the air.
It's like really neutral.
Oh, there is it.
Hello, and turn your radio down.
Will you turn it around?
Right next up?
Yeah, you're on right now. You're live.
Still bad for you.
No, but someone else is talking.
No, you're talking to me on the air. But turn your radio down. You're on. So tell me.
But it's my Tivoli. It's my transistor.
Oh, I don't know. You got to go. We got to kick you off. David's out. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. I hope this isn't another jokester.
No, I have no jokes. None.
Good. I only very serious people on the show, obviously.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
Perfect. So,
I was thinking about it is drinks, but non-alcoholic stuff. They really have that. That line to the, like, it can't look uncool. Like, you don't want people to like stand out when they're drinking a non-alcoholic beer. Athletic Brewing
does
a really
totally
nice job.
You're totally right. But Athletic does a great job at that. Like, I think that their design is, it's really fun and poppy. They've got that great letter A with the little grain going through the crossbar.
Yeah.
It's great. I honestly, when those first came out, I had like three of them at a party. And someone was like, oh, are you sober? And I was like, no. And I didn't even know.
Happy.
Because they're just taste like regular beers, like regular light beers. Yeah, they do a really good job.
But they're super recognizable. Like, I can tell at a bar immediately if they have them. Like, something about the color. They're different colors, but they all have that same, I don't know what that is, like a tone to them, even though they're different colors.
They do. Yeah, I'm kind of, like, looking at their different ones. And it's, like, each, I guess, you know, like, the IPA is this color. The hazy IPA is a hazier color. They've got different illustrations on the bottom, too, that wrap around the can. But I think the colors that they use are really fun and poppy and, like, very modern in a really nice way. And talking about, we were talking about things that are, you know, whether it's, like, shiny or has a cartoon character on it. And things being, like, more matte and, like, you know, having, like, a really beautiful illustration. Like, I think all of that stuff combines with how you feel about the product. Like, is it a gimmicky garbagey product, or is this something that, like, all right, I'll pay $9 for this, you know?
Exactly. Like, It doesn't have the alcohol that I would have usually paid for, and yet I feel good paying for this.
Exactly, exactly. You're paying for the design, which I don't mind all the time, obviously.
Yeah, well, and it does taste good, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's definitely partly like I feel okay holding this in a bar. I don't feel like a clown.
I like that you said I buy it because I feel like I'm like it's a cool product. I think that's
yes.
like what they want you to hear. I mean, whoever is listening who designed this is like, yes. We nailed that brief.
Cool. And then on the other end of that spectrum is the Liquid Death cans.
Do you hate the Liquid Death or love the Liquid Death? I'm very curious.
I do love it just because it's so silly.
It's so popular, like, and like every marketing blog and design blog talks about Liquid Death just because they always do the craziest, wackiest things. Yeah, like they're all over the map. But like they do a lot of like fun pop-ups and like fun, crazy just marketing campaigns. But if anyone's not familiar, Liquid Death is canned water. It's just water. But they their lettering is like this gothic, like black metal font.
We talked about that 2 weeks ago.
Did we? We talked about it? Okay. Wow. Thank you for reminding me. But it's very popular. And then they have this like melting skull on the front, and it's like white and gold and black, and it's great packaging design. And it's like, again, it makes you feel like I'm not drinking water. I'm drinking a cool beer, you know?
Yeah, my friend was with her kid at a show, and he was drinking a Liquid Death. And she was like, I can't take a picture of you with that. People will think I'm letting you drink, like, you know, hard liquor. Like, absolutely not.
No, but that's what you want. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. These are great. These are really great, great options. All right. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. Woo.
Hi. Woo. You're on the air.
Yay. Best day of my life. Anyway, I know all this stuff is garbage. And I am not necessarily like bemoaning that we don't have it anymore, but I feel like the 90s had so much cool packaging. Like, I remember Danimals and those little weird.
Oh, Danimals. That was fun.
Those little things. And Capri Suns. And
did you hear that they got rid of the Capri Sun pouches and now it's like a little twist off? Nuh-uh.
No.
Not in my. I don't want that.
Like some kid.
I hate that.
I know. Exactly. If I'm not stabbing the pouch and then squirting it all over my face, I don't want that.
I think the violence was part of it.
Violence is always part of it. It's part of the design.
But anyway, I just wanted to express my love for those pieces of garbage that we don't have anymore.
I really
thought that was cool.
I think that those are like Lunchables and like Dunkaroos and Gushers. Like that is kind of the pinnacle of like kids' food packaging, where like Gushers, the logo is like literally gushing, and like Dunkaroos, like there's the big cookie dunking into it, and the font looks like it's like kind of yellow and spiky, not spiky, but it's got like hard edges and then soft edges. You're right. There's a lot of fun stuff in 90s.
And I feel like so much of it was very effectively ergonomic for little kids. Like the Danimal thing, it was so curvy.
Well, not
and
the Capri
small.
Sun.
Yeah.
No, the Capri Sun was just to like haunt children, I think.
Yeah, the Capri Sun was like, welcome to the world.
Yeah, kid. Shape
you
up.
You gotta stab stuff here.
Take it by the throat.
Yeah. You don't get the juice without the squeeze.
Yeah, I think that was probably on the back.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. These are great. These are great. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh.
Hello, you're on the air.
So are you.
I am. I know I'm on the air. We have no time for nonsense today. No time. That's what David said.
With so much great packaging to talk
so
about.
So much great packaging to talk about. Well, some other things, you know, and let me give the number again. I always forget to give the numbers. 201-209-9368. We're talking about food packaging design. What do you love? What do you hate? You know, we were talking a little bit about design that like maybe is misleading, where you think it's going to be healthy and it's not. Have you ever been tricked by food packaging? Yes.
Well, you was shrinkflation, sure.
That is its own thing, where you think you're buying a whole $9 box of cereal or a bag of chips, and it's like just the crumbles at the bottom. That's a whole other issue. I don't blame the packaging designer on that one. I blame the corporate overlords for making the boxes so big and the food so small.
What about like Pepperidge Farm cookies, because those came in a paper. I mean, it was a foil bag,
and they've
right?
got but, a little paper fold on the inside.
Yeah, and it
that's
was
so nice.
Like, and it wasn't flashy. It just had, you know, the.
I think Pepperidge Farm is the perfect example of something that. It has this like stateliness, like, you know, you're like, I'm going to a tea party, you know, and they it's similar to, like, remember the tinned cookies in like the blue
sure.
blue tins, and now yeah. everyone has their like sewing packaging
the
stuff
Dana,
in there.
The Danish cookies,
the little Danish cookies, yeah, and they're all, they all come in that little white kind of folded paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the Milano is, I mean, I'm actually gonna just look this up. Like Pepperidge Farm has that really beautiful script logo. And I don't think that they've changed it. Oh, no, Milano, sorry. Pepperidge Farm does not have a script logo. I misspoke. Pepperidge Farm has a little farm under it, and then this kind of nice little flag over it that says Pepperidge Farm. It
In
feels
red.
Very classic. Yeah, typed out. It's got a little black drop shadow. And then for the Milano cookies, then those the cookie name has that kind of elegant font with the M. The M kind of kicks out to the side. It's a little... Little
fancy.
Sassy little M.
Sassy little serif.
But then, you know what's cool about the Pepperidge Farm logo is I was thinking the Milano's packaging where it's like really, really classy. But I forgot that Pepperidge Farm also makes Goldfish. So they use the same logo on the top, but Goldfish is such a different vibe where it's literally the same bag. It's probably the same bag at the factory.
If
and
you,
just,
if you look
yeah.
close quickly, it almost looks like the Ovaltine logo.
Oh,
on the angle.
You're right. That's probably why I like it. I like the orange. I like a bright orange packaging. That's why that person who brought in the green packaging for the cocoa is fun, too. Bright colors work well on me, I think.
We have a call.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on
Hello,
the
you're
air.
On? Oh, thank you. What a pleasure. You're talking shiny packaging?
Just packaging in general. We're talking about food packaging, but if you have something for the topic about shiny packaging, we can talk about it.
Okay, so I don't even like them that much, but a Gretter's original kind of just like has an aura to it.
Wait, the Werther's original?
No, Gretter's.
What's Gretter's original? How do you spell that? Gretter's original.
G-R-T...
H-E-R. Oh, Gretter's original. Oh, the little pastilles?
Yeah, I think they fall more into the butterscotch category.
Oh, they come in like little tins. Anything in a tin always feels so much more elevated and elegant, right?
Absolutely. You know what? You got me, because Gretter's originals are in the tin, and they're like black currant.
Yeah, it's for like your throat, I guess.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Only like sold at like Madison Avenue, like pharmacies.
You know, I'm gonna say something maybe controversial. I think this Gretter's logo looks a little slapped on. Like, I think the tin looks nice, and I really like the flowers on the edge, but the font that they're using, it is tracked out way too far. Like the space between the G and the R and the E, it's just what's happening here. I don't know
respect,
if I like it.
Respect. What are the butterscotches I'm talking about? Like the classic ones with the little.
You're thinking of Werther's originals.
Werther's.
Okay, that's what I thought you said originally. That is like the little caramel, like a lot of older people as a joke. It's always like a joke, like, oh, you're going to your grandma's and there's Werther's originals in a candy dish.
Yeah, they have like a ramekin. You walk in.
Yes.
Help yourself. No one has.
No one has in 25 years.
But like, try one.
You know. The Werther's original packaging, I think this also could use a redesign. But maybe that's just me, and I don't like this candy very much. It could just be my own bias.
You know who had a bad redesign?
What's a bad redesign?
You know who had a bad redesign?
Who?
Saratoga Water.
Saratoga Water. Is that the one that comes in the pretty blue bottle?
Like blue sapphire. It like looks like it could come from like a.
This looks very, yeah, it's like very classy. And also when I Google Saratoga water, it's all these like buff nude men and like hot ladies holding the water, which is fun. So wait, what was their rebrand then?
So the rebrand now is like a shittier.
had to dump the curse word, but did we dump the call? accidentally?
Actually, he's still on.
He's still on? Hello, so. You're still on.
Oh, fantastic. What a honor.
So the rebrand for Saratoga looked ugly because, I'm not actually looking at it right now. What did they do to it?
They did a font change. They did plastic bottling.
Plastic? Illegal. Yeah. That's terrible.
I know. It was very, offensive.
Yeah.
And here's another one for you, because I recently experienced this. Gushers?
Yes.
Have you seen, how they're packaged now?
Gushers are, a new packaging? Did they do a rebrand?
Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
Gushers don't come in that, fun, rip-apart paper bag anymore.
What do they come in?
This plasticky, I can't even open this without scissors or my...
Oh, that's what everything comes in now. It's all in this plastic. I think we need to bring back paper.
That crumbly paper bag.
I know. We need to bring back paper. It's better for the environment and it's better for my mental health to not be crumbling plastic all over the place.
Totally.
I will say that it looks like Gushers did a rebrand, though, and I do like the rebrand of it. And this looks like it's from back in 2023 that has a black logo, and it has, it's more of, a gushing font. I do kind of like that. But I will say, I agree with you on the actual material of the packaging. Material is very important for design.
Yeah, and everyone agrees with me, so it doesn't,
Absolutely, 100%. Well, thank you so much for your call. We have another call. All right. People really excited about food. I thought so. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I have nothing about Art Nouveau.
Oh, you're the Art Nouveau guy. I was hoping there was an Art Nouveau food packaging. I'm sure there is.
Yeah,
probably a cannabis or something.
But I have two packages in front of me. One is a bottle of Joe's Black Iced Tea.
Joe's Black Iced Tea.
Do you know the Joe's brand?
Okay.
I think they're going for something. The logo is very simple.
Oh, is it the one? It has a truck on it.
It has a truck on it.
Cute. You know what? This looks like something that was designed by Trader Joe's. I don't know if they were going for that with the name Joe at all.
I think it's more like a Joe Lunch Pail thing.
Joe Lunch Pail. Yeah, a little
They're going for.
Maybe it's the imagery.
So I have that, and I have a bar of halva.
Halva?
A Joiva halva.
Halva?
Do you know halva?
It's a sesame.
What is it? It's like a
Israeli candy or Middle East paste.
It's like a bar. It's like
Oh, cool.
It's a treat from the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
You've never heard of halva before?
I have not, no. I don't think I've had this. Is it chocolatey?
Oh, it's chocolate covered, but it's I'm blanking out on what it's made out of.
Oh, cool.
Sesame.
It looks... it's sesame. David's saying sesame.
Sesame, yeah, that's right.
Cool. Yeah, it looks very... it's old, though, because it looks very modern. Maybe this has gone through a rebrand.
Well, no, I think it's... I'm looking at the two packages side by side, and I think the Joe's is a simulation of the Joiva, the kind of branding that the Joiva has, which I think hasn't changed.
I'm looking at Joiva, and I'm seeing two different packaging, and one looks like it has a little guy on top of the logo, and he has maybe a turban or a hat on, and it's a very cute logo. I like it a lot.
Oh, huh. I don't see that. I just have a simple...
I think you have the newer one. So it looks like this did go through a redesign because they got rid of the cute guy, which that is something that's been happening a lot with brands where they're minimalizing. They're getting rid of all of their characters and their mascots and their people and, I know, which is a little sad because I think trend-wise, we're actually trending towards more maximalism, at least in the trending universe.
Yeah.
But,
I'm
it takes a while for brands and corporations to catch up the guys.
I like the minimal.
You like the minimal one? I mean, I like the minimal one. I miss the little guy. And I don't even know this packaging, and I already miss this guy. Sad to this guy.
But one thing, I like the way that the typeface in the Joyva is in a, like, this kind of pinched rectangle.
It does look nice. It's very
cute. And the letters to the outside are bigger than the ones.
Yeah, the J and the A are larger.
It's really subtle.
And they fit that almost like bow tie shape. I do like that. I think that the lettering is really good. The designer did a great job on this. I'm just sad that they lost the guy. But I think, I'm sure that was what was in the brief. They were like, lose the guy.
Are you looking at Joe's black tee?
I am looking at also Joe's black tee.
Yeah, black tee. I like the type on the black tee, which reminds me of Ed Ruscha's work.
Ed Ruscha, the artist. Oh, a little bit. I think this looks like Clarendon, the font, but I'm not entirely sure. But potentially. I think Ed Ruscha, what font? He hand-painted, so it wasn't like a specific font.
Right.
But yeah, I think I really like this. I like this a lot as well. Thank you so much for your call. And thank you for, I think if you wanted to bring up Art Nouveau, you could. But now I go forth and look for an Art Nouveau packaging, because now I want to look one up, and I'm sure something like that exists.
Art Nouveau packaging.
Art Nouveau packaging, yeah. You know what I was also thinking about with David, your name is David. Have you seen these David bars in stores?
No.
I saw them at a bodega, and I wanted to pick them up because they look so 80s. And, right, like, it looks like an 80s power bar. It's in, like, a gold foil, and it has this beautiful font that is, like, definitely very in right now. It's like that I think it's called Editorial New, or it's like they take that newspaper font and they kind of condense it. It's beautiful serif. It's very in. Like, Gap has been using it a lot in some of their branding, and I just saw this and was like, what is going on with these bars? Like, they really stood out in all of the packaging at the convenience store because they were so
prevalent and
they were so different. They were so, like, retro, but in retro in a not in, like, a juicy way, like, retro in, like, a editorial way, if that makes any sense. You should try one, because your name is David.
You know.
Also, they were, like,
I didn't want to say anything, but
they were, like, $48, so I wasn't going to buy one.
How can I afford my Lamborghini?
I know. Sorry. With your gold bar.
We have two calls.
All right. Hello, you're on the air. Oh, nope. Oops. Oh, nope. Oh, well. Please call back. The phone number is 201-209-9368. We're talking about food packaging design. What are your all-time favorite food packaging designs? What is something that, you know, you bought? Maybe it was misleading. Maybe you hate having on your shelf every time. You like the food, but the packaging is garbage. Call in and tell us. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air with me.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Oh, good.
Doing well.
Do you have something for the topic?
Yeah, for food packaging, you know, I've always been, maybe this is not like a great one, but the classic animal crackers, like, box.
That's such a good one. That's such a great nostalgia, you know? And it has the little string that goes on it.
Right?
For, like, and that always broke.
I mean, you know, you're swinging it because you're so happy you have a little package of animal crackers.
Animal crackers. Yeah, and it had a really great, like, didn't it say, like, Barnum's Animals? And then it was sort of like a circus font with the red and the yellow, and had all the animals coming out of it. It's very cute. It actually almost looks a little like the Pepperidge Farm logo with that kind of red and, like, the white type and just, like, the way that the typography is on the logo, but it's done in a more, like, fun zoo way rather than, like, a Milano cookie way. So it's kind of interesting.
Right, you know, because we're not trying to go to Italy. We're trying to go to the circus.
We're trying to go to the circus. Exactly. We've got animals. We're biting their heads off. We're making them attack each other. It's just fun.
do you have a favorite animal cracker shape?
I don't know. Maybe, like, the giraffe. That would probably be my favorite. Well,
I'm an elephant guy.
Okay. Thank you so much for the call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. I work in food packaging design.
Oh, nice. Another food packaging designer. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
How's life?
Too many things to talk about. I don't even know what to talk about.
I know. Start at the beginning.
well. I mean, I was just going to recommend one that I like, which is a Fishwife.
Fishwife? What's that?
It's a cool, like, fish product, like anchovy.
Oh,
stuff.
You do the anchovies. I'm so excited.
No. Oh, my God. I don't do that.
Oh, you don't do it? Okay.
I just think it's cool.
I do think it's cool. Have you been, I don't know if you're local to New York, but there's, like, an entire store of this stuff, and it's amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's so, I think it's Fishwife, actually. And yeah. It's an entire, it's a beautiful store. They have, it's almost like the Beauty and the Beast library, but it's all sardines.
like so it's like a big
fish.
Instagram store or something, right?
Oh, it's such an Instagram store. But it's really lovely. All of the design is so stunning. They have, and I'm spinning the computer around so David can see. They have all this like very lovely hand-drawn lettering on all the packaging, plus all the illustrations. It's kind of a graphic designer's dream, like all of this packaging.
But it's also just illustration, though. Like,
yeah.
As a designer, a graphic designer, you wouldn't even really touch it.
No, I know. Well, I mean, I imagine they hire illustrators that have that graphic designer, you know, eye. I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's like not purely graphic, not purely illustrative. But yeah, I love this. This is a great one.
Yeah, and there's so many things to know about making package design work and be actually viable and not, because like everyone's so litigious that they bend over backwards to just do everything they can to not get sued. So then there's all sorts of silly, like clarifying statements
legalese
and stuff all over
and,
the package thing. And
this is the size of the cookie you will be getting, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, that stuff. Yeah. Enlarge to show detail. And then there's like natural flavor with other natural flavor, whatever that's supposed
all
to mean.
All of that.
But
clients,
apparently that
the worst.
Means something to lawyers and it protects them and all that
lawyers,
stuff.
Lawyers, the worst. We just want to make something cool that people will actually buy, not this
I know, and
law.
they don't let us overlap characters over the logo because then that
I
would
know,
infringe on
never.
The trademark and whatnot. But, you know, the 90s, someone brought up the 90s. Like, that seemed like a lot looser. And the design trends at the time were all about, like, dimension and shadows and gradients and everything. And now everything's flat. And
I know. I do
ironic
think
to say after being like, "Oh, Fishwife is cool."
I know, but I do think with like you know the trend towards having you know like Fishwife or like just some more of that maximalist design that's like coming back, and I see a return of the drop shadows and the gradients and the colors. I think those are certainly
it felt like
a comeback.
It felt like almost 10 years of like the hot thing being those like monochromatic.
It really
packages.
Did. Yeah, it certainly did. I'm very much happy to have a new trend of something else. Like we all get sick of things after a while.
Well, now it's all about funky fonts. Everyone's got to have fonts that look like they're wearing bell bottoms or something, where they all kind of go in different directions and there's all the curves and everything going on. So
I like that. I like a funky. I mean, I don't know if you. I listed this, but like all of the packaging design for like Burger King. I know I've mentioned them a lot. That it just. It feels like dripping cheese all over the font, and it's just fun. It's just like you want to eat it, so I like that. You want to take a bite right out of that R.
right. It's definitely good for nerdy typography geeks.
Yes, and the non-typographers feel that way as well. Like as they're looking at it, and they're like, "This feels juicy. I want that."
Well, yeah, that's what we're trying to convey with the designs, right?
That's
we're trying
our
to
job.
There's appetite appeal, and there's all the marketing stuff that we're trying to jam into it and make it work all together at once.
Exactly. Make them hungry. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Of course. Thanks.
If you can't tell, David, I'm starving. I don't know. I'm going to start eating fonts. That's how hungry I am.
You have one more call here.
Oh, great. Okay. Let's take another call. Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you tonight? It's Peter from Saranac Lake, New York.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show.
I was driving back from the store, and I heard you talking about Art Deco food labels.
Yes, do you have an Art Deco food label? We were talking about Art Nouveau, but I'll take an Art Deco food label.
Well, I'm a lifer in the wine business.
Oh, okay. Wine labels are... I could do a whole separate show on wine labels, but yes.
Oh, well...
You can talk about wine labels here. That's fine, too.
You could look up Van Duzer, VAN DUZER, Pinot Noir.
Okay.
From Oregon, and that's pretty...
Oh, you're totally right. That is like an Art Nouveau beautiful label. I should have guessed that like if we're going to go Art Nouveau, there would be some wine, of course, because it's really illustrated and beautiful.
And the other one, it's not quite the same. Mary Edwards, Mary like in Merry Christmas Edwards.
Okay.
She's a highly respected winemaker in Sonoma Valley in California.
Oh, does it have these like kind of dancing ladies on the edge?
That's it.
That's nice. And you know what? This, I would say the font is certainly inspired by more of like an Art Deco. You know, it's got that very round O and the E and the R have that like lower, you know, when they put the counter the E, it's either up high or down low. That kind of is an easy guess that it's going to be, it's Art Deco, you know.
Hey, are you ever going to do a show about extinct fonts?
Extinct fonts? That's not a bad idea. We could definitely do a show about extinct fonts. But this is my last show of the summer schedule.
Oh, cry.
But maybe I'll do some fill-ins and I'll add an extinct font show. That's not a bad idea.
Well, thanks a lot. I've enjoyed listening to you, so be well.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much for calling in. Do we have time for one more call?
We have a minute and 40 seconds.
Okay, I think we take one more call if they're here. Oh, there might not be a call. That's totally fine. Well, Micah's here. Micah hates when I ask him questions, but it's my last show, Micah. What is your favorite food packaging design?
My favorite food packaging?
Food packaging design. Yeah. It could be wine. It could be anything. Or something you hate. You're like, I never buy that because the food packaging looks so
Ritz
bad.
Ritz crackers.
You love Ritz crackers or you hate Ritz crackers?
No, the design.
What do you love about Ritz
it's
crackers?
It's red.
Do you only eat red food? Red food packaging?
No, but
I'm pulling it up so
red,
we can look at
it's
it.
It's red for a reason because it makes you want
to It draws it. You to it. Yeah, I think that's a great one because I like that Ritz crackers, it's got a cracker in the logo. It's got a circle behind it, and it's really fun. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's extremely manipulative packaging.
That's design. All packaging, though. Extremely manipulative.
Well, Ritz is like the precedent. It's the first of its kind, I think. It did that before the others did.
I agree. Yeah. And also, I think that there has been studies that red and yellow are like the most appetizing, yes. Which is why McDonald's uses it. Yeah. And there's, you know, a lot of iterations on red and yellow. Well, okay. I got to wrap it up. Thank you all so much for this wonderful summer, for this summer schedule. Really excited for all the fun conversations we had. And you've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you.
Supreme field, rebellion has lessened your stay. You got the solution of your evolution. Self-assertion has shown you the way. You live for the dollar, can't hear the true collar, and Jezebel is playing your tune. You're cold as ice, cause you're caught in the vice, awaiting the howl of the moon. The day, the keeper of your secrets, and the peace beside the bay, the ticket to the future, the eyes of each sunset, the travel friend of paradise, Romeo or Juliet, the smell of each new morning, the rest of a lonely night, the pillow. Yeah. you can sing a new ode.
Mama,
choose your dress for the humble code.
Father,
walk in the forest and not break a reed.
Mother,
to the city bring the holy seed. Where you end up, you act just like you know. You got it all together, the guru aggress. While all along you cry inside for the happiness. Yeah, 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 yeah. Chateau Egonets. You won't call me elder teacher, only acquaintance. And sometimes I'm your brother, or maybe even friend. But always on your own time, your blind mask of convenience. Yeah, 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 yeah. The day, the keeper of your secrets, and the peace beside the bay, the ticket to the future, the eyes of the sunset, the travel friend of paradise, Romeo or Juliet, the smell of each new morning, the rest of a lonely night, the pillow for the leaf, the courage for the fight. Yeah!
Good evening, Starseed. This is Micah with the music of Mind.